This is Girl Talk.
This is Girl Talk.
This is Girl Talk, a program of the Girls Math and Science Partnership
and the Saturday Light Brigade,
connecting the minds of girls and women through science,
inquiry,
and broadcast technology.
We are changing the world.
We are changing the world.
We are changing the world.
We are Girl Talk.
This is Carrie Jo Green. I'm 14 years old and I live in Bethel Park.
This is Kelly Kohep. I'm 13 from Glassport.
Arianna Fontlalitas is an accomplished computational linguist working on her degree at Carnegie Mellon University.
We talked with her in the Language Technologies Institute about her life as a scientist.
Tank is a project created by a group of research scientists at Carnegie Mellon.
It's a project that is actually done by a group of research scientists here at CMU. And there's people from robotics that take care of the vision part. And then there is the aspect of having a grammar that in order to recognize what you type in and also to produce the answer. And so what you hear is a text-to-speech that goes from the written text. It's a synthesized voice, right? So at the LTI, which is where I work, at the Language Technologies Institute, we have speech synthesis that takes care of this. And then we also do the artificial intelligence part that does the grammar and tries to come up with all the answers that he's going to give you and all the questions that you might want to ask.
Around 20, Ari found her calling. Of all of her science-oriented courses, she was most interested in computational linguistics because of the blending of science and language. Ari has a passion for helping different cultures to communicate with each other. She brings this passion to her everyday life with family, colleagues, and quantum algorithms.
I think I've always been interested in science because my family is mostly made of science, like science people, physics and chemists and doctors. So for me, I always was interested in animals and plants and how they behaved and what was behind all this. And then later, I became really interested in languages. So for me, the computational linguistics is a great mix of language and science and how to formalize technically language and do things with it and process it in ways that allow us to do intelligence and allow us to create robots that talk and that interact with people. So that's very cool.
In school, Ari didn't like math. When in her 20s, she met someone who encouraged her to be more interested in math. She says that meeting someone who is passionate about their work makes you more interested in that subject. Even though she likes all of her work, Ari does pick favorites. When we asked Ari about her preferences...
You're your own boss. Really, you have to manage your own time and your own, you know, content of what you do.
And it's not all science. Ari appreciates the language aspect of her job, too. She speaks Spanish and Catalan as her primary languages, English as a second language, and has learned German, French, Portuguese, and Italian. On a recent trip to Cusco, Peru, she learned the native language of Quechua, an Incan dialect.
Ari encourages everyone to look at their daily lives. Science impacts everyone.
Work really hard, but also not forget to have fun with science. So you can read books and study a lot, but remember that science is all around us. So I think the key is to try to make sense of things that are around you.
So look around and find your way of connecting to science. This is Carrie.
And Kelly, stay open to new experiences and expand your mind.
You can make science a lot of fun, and you should follow your passion, and you should try to find out more about what really motivates you.
Girl Talk is made possible by a grant from the National Science Foundation and Dragonfly TV,
with support from GCI Technologies,
and is copyright 2007 Girls Math and Science Partnership.
For more information, visit www.braincake.org.